This week, House Republicans presented a welfare reform bill that includes President Bush's proposal for $300 million to promote marriage. A few Democrats are critical, but the idea is that marriage is useful for fighting poverty and crime. Author James Wilson agrees. His new book, The Marriage Problem, argues that society doesn't properly value marriage anymore, and that's a threat to an even more important institution, the family.
Single-parent families are, I believe, the major domestic cultural problem the United States faces. And in the United States, at least, the way to end single-parent families is to encourage marriage.
Can you just sum up what the effects of that are? That is, if a child is raised in a single-parent family today, as opposed to being raised with mother and father, how do those experiences play out?
First of all, it takes two people at a minimum to raise a child. One person simply can't give it the time and energy that is necessary, especially in the child's younger and adolescent years. So there's a shortage of labor. Secondly, the presence of man supplies a male role model that is especially important for boys who are growing up trying to figure out what to do in the world. And having your father's example in front of you is a touchstone by which you can evaluate alternatives. And third, growing up in a fatherless household, which lives in a community filled with other people growing up in fatherless households, means that there are not fathers in the neighborhood to control public order. And so public order in these neighborhoods is the result of an uncertain reaction between gangs and the police department, which usually leaves everybody worse off.
What is the answer to the marriage problem? That is, how do we make people want to be married again?
There are two views about how to deal with the marriage problem. One view is that we should have more programs that spend money and improve education and provide counseling. I'm quite skeptical of that view, not because I believe it won't work, but because we have not yet had any examples tested in the field of it in fact working. And decades ago, when people were poor, when counseling was less available, when money support for families was less generous, we had fewer single-parent families. So the burden on those who adopt that strategy must be to test some program in the states to show empirically that will work. The alternative view is that this is a cultural problem. And if it is a cultural problem, then we have to rebuild a culture not with government programs imposed from above, but with a cultural reorientation that begins from below.
At the end of your book, you write that the cultural elite is undecided about marriage, ambivalent about marriage. What do you mean by that, and why is this so important?
The cultural elite are skeptical about the demand that we return to marriage, not because they have avoided it. Indeed, single-parent families and high rates of divorce are especially scarce among people who have high status in this country. They're skeptical of it because they think, once again, some conservative is trying to impose some burden on other people, not on them, but on other people. I think that's a view they have to get over. I think they have to realize that their own instinct, which is basically to favor marriage and basically to practice marriage, is a proposition that ought to be extended insofar as we can to everyone.
But how do you do that and make it attractive to the people who you want to take up this behavior without having them feel that, well, it's a cultural elite who's pushing this on me and they want me to behave like them?
I don't think we know how to make marriage more attractive, and I do not end my book in an optimistic frame of mind. I think that somehow we have to experiment with a variety of techniques, ranging from money to education to counseling, to make it clear to people preparing to enter into the marriage market that the first goal they should have in mind is, what will this do to the children I may have, rather than how much fun is it going to be during the first few months of living together.
James Wilson is the author of The Marriage Problem: How Our Culture Has Weakened Families.